These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on February 4th, 2022. Internet observers have reported severe connectivity issues in North Korea's limited internet over the past 2 weeks, noting at times that all websites appeared to be down. In an interview with Wired, the pseudo-anonymous White Hat security researcher P4X took credit for the denial of service attacks against North Korean infrastructure. This was done in response to a North Korean cyber attack against Western security researchers in early 2021 and out of frustration by a lack of U.S. response. P4X said the attacks were done using automated script in what he described as the size of a small to medium pen test, made possible by ancient versions of Apache and Linux used by servers in the country. Only a small number of North Koreans have internet-connected systems, with sites largely aimed at international audiences. Reuters sources say the Israeli surveillance company QuadDream used an extremely similar zero-click exploit to the forced entry iPhone security flaw used by NSO Group in 2021. Both companies developed tools to access smartphones for government clients. This exploit leveraged iMessage, and both were rendered ineffective by a September 2021 patch by Apple. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.